It's Monday morning, which means it's time for the Linden Hometown News. The Linden Hometown News is brought to you by the Rusty Wagon. It's a place where you can always count on generous portions and always leaving fully satisfied. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your after Rusty Wagon on the Hannigan Road, just north of Pole Road, has you covered. Joining us now, our man about Linden, Beau Wild, this morning. Beau, good morning to you. A lot of things to talk about up in Linden today. First of all, how was the Home and Garden Show up at the fairgrounds?
You know what? It was busy. I think that idea of free admission was a great idea. They had a lot of fun out there, and there was a ton of vendors, and they had a barbecue cook-off. The lines were long, but the people seemed to be enjoying themselves. So I didn't stick around to see who the winner was. But it looked like there was some good barbecue out there, for sure.
Darn, I was really hoping you'd have that winner right here on the morning news, but we'll do our own digging. We'll let you know who that winner was in due
winners.
Time.
They all won, I guess. So
I mean, you really can't go wrong. If you can do the barbecue well, you really, really can't go wrong. There might be some discrepancy to that statement, but I maintain that.
You always win hearts and fans, right?
And stomachs. Don't forget the stomachs, Beau. Those are the most important ones. Now, coming up, if you're looking to explore another sort of market, maybe in a sort of smaller setting, the Home and Garden Show is a little bit too big and overwhelming for you, Linden Christian's got something for you right around the corner. Are the artisans the students themselves, or where do they source these guys from?
Well, I think they're all local vendors. There's a combination of vendors, crafters, and just regular artisans. So I think there would be some students involved in that. It kicks off actually with a pancake feed at 7 a.m. In the middle school gym. And this is a fundraiser. So the proceeds for entry fee and stuff will go to Linden Christian Schools. And then you have all the crafters and vendors and stuff to walk through, browse, and find something spring to buy. You know, this is a great way to kick off the spring, support a great school, and move forward.
Absolutely. I'm a sucker for a good artisan market. My wallet, not so much, but I don't care. I like seeing all the cool things, the unique, one-of-a-kind finds that you can find at those markets at any given opportunity. And the pancake feed, well, that's just a bonus.
And there are going to be over 60 vendors out there, vendors, artisans, crafters, whatever. So there'd be a good variety for you to choose from. So bring a big wallet.
I'll do my best. Me and my wallet are in negotiations. We'll discuss that further down the line. Now, moving from the market over to the ball fields, Linden High School baseball and softball. How are their seasons going, Beau?
Well, Linden baseball teams are doing really well. 7-1 in the league play and 11-2 overall for the boys baseball team. And the girls are doing it just right there with them, you know, with 5-1. In league play with 9-1 overall. So, hey, if you're looking for some good baseball or softball to watch, go support our local Linden High School team and, catch them. We'll keep an eye on them as they go forward and see if these boys can't bring home another trophy or these girls bring home another trophy. They've got quite a group of seniors out there, as we've witnessed with the other fall and winter sports, haven't we?
That's a fact. And frankly, both and on all sides of the board, they're doing better than the Mariners. So if you want to see an actual winning baseball or softball team, you might want to head up Linden way to catch some real good ball play.
There you go.
You're welcome.
It's nice to see a winner.
Yeah. Sorry, M's fans. We'll get them eventually. Don't worry. Over at the Clare Theater, we've got a fascinating musical. I honestly forget that this Disney movie has been reimagined into musical form, but it's here. I'm curious to see what all happens at Tarzan the Musical at Clare Theater.
You know, and I'm kind of curious, too. This might be one I have to go down and check out. I didn't know Tarzan could sing, you know. So Tarzan the Musical, the stage musical, is taking place at the Clare Theater. This goes on till May 5th. Tickets, so you got a few weekends ahead. The tickets or the plays go on Thursday through Sunday. So you can get your tickets online and check out and report back to me and tell me how Tarzan sings.
Okay, we'll let you know. I'm sure he'll sound a little bit like Phil Collins, maybe, but well, that's to be determined at the start of the show. And one last thing you wanted to cover before I let you go, Bo, the Farmers Day Parade, it's coming up.
You know what? It's coming up.
Okay.
They got a date, June 1st, mark your calendars. So for June 1st, Farmers Day Parade. And if you're a business that's looking to promote and participate in this Farmers Day Parade, contact the Linden Chamber. I'm sure they're taking entries right now. So last year there was it was pretty big. So get it in early. They might be limiting it this year.
Okay, good to know. We'll try to get that 6'5" Red Ryder wagon so that Joe Tien can squish himself into it this year. We'll make it happen, guys. We'll make it happen.
You know what? I'm telling you early so you can prepare. So if you're going to do it, let's do it.
If anybody knows of somebody with a 6'5" or a wagon that'll accommodate a 6'5" tall Joe Tien, just let us know. Give us a call.
I think Joe should tow you and Adam.
Ah, shoot. That's not a bad idea. If I'm not in town for that date, unfortunately, that's why I'm allowing Joe to be the star of the show here, if you will.
Okay, well, we'll work on him.
Apologies. We'll get to you later, Bo Wild, our man about Linden, joining us every morning on a Monday. Bo, thank you so much. We'll chat later.
We will.